sir, can you hear us clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your name?
My name is Harry Brandy.
Okay, sir, my name is Louis Quinones. I'm the acting board chair of the Arizona Board Executive Clemency. I would say the next voice you are going to hear is one of my colleagues, but I have this case. Again, you're Eric Brantley?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, sir, just one second. Again, for the record, can you state your full name and ABC number?
My name is Eric Brantley, ABC number 308178.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, yes, sir.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. Did you sign that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you while you're representing yourself today, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin from my right. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Again, my name is Louis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and on the opposite side of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Grady, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Brantley, before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Brantley and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Mr. Brantley, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I will now begin the first phase of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal laser company as follows. Violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to Vibre in person and establish residency on or about August 7, 2018, as verbally directed on August 7, 2017. And I'm going to stop right here for a second. Mr. Grady, is that correct? I think there's a wrong date somewhere in there.
And he was arrested on 12/11/2018?
Yes, it said as verbally directed though on August 7, 2017.
Oh, no, that's not correct.
Okay, so I'll just make a correction. Pardon me, Mr. Brantley, but there was a number typo on the warrant, but I'll say again, I'll read the whole violation again. Violation of condition number two is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to Vibre in person and establish residency on or about August 7, 2018, as verbally directed on August 7, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Brantley, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Brantley's admission, I move to find him delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Brantley, we are going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Grady, our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail, okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Bradley. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Bradley was released from DOC on August 7th of 2018. He was arrested on December 11th of 2018 by walking PD in Illinois. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on December 31st of 2018. There's a CSED of April 27th of 2019 that reflects 110 days of scum. Current conviction, 2016, narcotic drug violation, 3 years. He has no prior convictions. He has one term with DOC. His CDYR scores are 3, mental health scores are 1, substance abuse scores are 2. Gang information, Bradley is a documented member of the Gangster Disciples of Chicago. Prior term of supervision, 2018, transitional release. Absconded for 40 days, arrested, waived hearing, and then revoked. Disciplinary violations are minimal of drugs noted. Other arrests, 1998, narcotic drug violation. Illinois felony conviction, state prison. 1998, controlled substance violation. Illinois felony conviction, state prison. 2000, controlled substance violation. Illinois felony conviction, state prison. 2001, escape. Illinois felony conviction, state prison. 2002, marijuana violation. Illinois felony conviction, state prison. 2002, dangerous drug violation. Illinois felony conviction, state prison. 2003, obstructing justice, Illinois felony conviction, state prison. 2006, theft of vehicle, Illinois felony conviction, state prison. 2009, forgery, Illinois felony conviction, state prison. The community risk score of a G3-V3.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. Back to you, Mr. Bradley. Apparently, you have a pretty long criminal history in Illinois, but only one conviction here in the state of Arizona. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at V-Ray, 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona. On November 9, 2018, it was learned that you never made residence. No request or approval was made to change residence. So, Mr. Bradley, with you missing from community supervision for 110 days, where were you living during that time?
I was currently living in Tempe.
And how long did you live in Tempe before you moved to Illinois?
I was living in Tempe from the day I was released all the way up until November 1st.
Until November 1st. So when did you leave for Illinois?
I left Illinois November 1st.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay. So then you were arrested in December in Illinois?
December 11th.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for that clarification. Were you able to work at all when you were outside of prison?
Yes.
And where were you working, sir?
I had a job at Wendy's, and I currently have a job at a beer factory in Illinois right now. I went to Illinois, and I got a job, I got a place, and my job is currently waiting on me, pending that I can get out sooner rather than April, but I don't know.
I see, sir. And you said that I didn't understand where you said some sort of factory you had a job at?
Yes, a bread factory.
A bed?
Bread.
Sorry, sir.
Bread.
The transmission's not always very clear on this end, so thank you.
I understand.
Pardon me for that. We have programming notes that you assigned to Task Laboratories with
yes,
the color-coded view analysis. Good, sir.
I never knew that they, I was calling and I let my parole officer, Ms. Avery, know that, but I never knew that they had changed the PIN number or the color code over to something different. So that's why I never went into UA, because I never found out that I had to go over, because I didn't know that they had changed their system over. That's also, that's noted in my warrant. Going to the paperwork from the warrant that they sold me.
Okay, sir. And I can't help but notice that you had a lot of drug convictions. Did you have any ongoing issues with drug use?
Yeah, a lot of that I did.
Any drug in particular?
Marijuana.
Were a lot of your drug violations in relation to selling drugs versus using drugs?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And it's obvious that you left the state, but why did you decide to break off contact with your parole officer?
Actually, I had her number saved in my fiance's phone, and when we left the phone on the Greyhound bus. So that was the reason why I wasn't, that was the reason why I did not contact her in November. But as it shows, I did check in for September and October. And I was trying to do the right thing, but a family member got really sick, my sister, and that was the reason why I went to Illinois, because I knew she needed to be there to help her with her kids. So that's the only reason why I left.
Well, I commend you for helping your family. Unfortunately, you could not leave the state while on community supervision.
I take admission to what I did wrong. Not trying to make any excuse about that.
Well, thank you for your accountability. What caused the police in Illinois to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconding warrant?
My fiance hurt herself, and we were at the hospital. She slipped on some ice and hurt herself at her wrist. And we went to the hospital, and we were in a shelter. And after a certain time of night at the shelter we were in, we needed a police escort to get it back into the shelter. So I had the hospital call the police to give us an escort, and they ran my name, and that's how that happened.
Just sort of to understand, if you were in Illinois to help your family, why were you staying in a shelter?
Because I was there in the shelter to be close to my sister.
Okay. I'm going to ask my fellow board members the other questions for you. I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Bradley, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before the board goes into discussion?
I would just like to ask about the 2 months that I was able to check in. Is that just like, would I not get accounted for that, for like checking in for September and October?
But what do you mean checking in, sir?
My parole officer had me check in with her telephonically for October, for September and October.
Well,
and it's on record that I did.
Sir, this board is not involved in the time and computation in the Department of Corrections, and I certainly don't want that to sound like an excuse to you either, but we hear the revocation cases, the time management, time computation is handled by DOC, so if there's some sort of issue with how your sentence end date was calculated, I'm going to encourage you to talk to your CO3 on that issue. But we're not involved in that part of the system. We're an independent board.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Anything else, sir?
No, sir.
Okay. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you will just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case. I recognize that Mr. Bradley was motivated by helping his sister, but it is very hard to look past absconding from community supervision for 110 days and leaving the state. And I recognize he has his reasons, but there are pretty flagrant violations of community supervision. So at this point, I am not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input and wisdom of my colleagues. Hearing no further input, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board in Ward Number 2018-W3431, our discussion with Mr. Brantley, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Brantley was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse on a criminal laser company, inasmuch that he absconded for 110 days, left the state, and we could not account for his behavior in the community, and that is my motion.
Second.
Seconded by the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Brantley, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about April 27th, 2019. That's the month after next. It's less than 3 months. So we encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks to put together a plan for your return to the community. If I'm not mistaken, when your sentence is completed, you'll be free and clear to return to the state of Illinois and pursue your own interests. And we certainly hope that you move on and put this chapter of your life behind you and stay out of trouble with the law. We want to see you succeed out there, and we certainly don't want to see you inside the Department of Corrections in Arizona again. So we wish you well. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Mr. Brantley, we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.